A mum from Norwich was 20 weeks pregnant with her third child, Oakley, when she shared a photo of her scan laid over a giraffe baby grow on Instagram. She thought nothing of it until it reappeared. The photo came up on my For You page on TikTok, and I thought, hang on a minute, she said. I did a double take, and it took a few minutes to sink in. My scan photo had millions of views. The scammer had used a purple emoji to cover my information in the corner of the scan. I was gobsmacked. It's been plastered over different news outlets claiming all these things about Tommy Fury, a Love Island star, and his split from ex-fiancée Molly Mae Hague. I'm just your bog-standard average mum living in Norfolk with a family of five. I've no connection to any celebrities.
A group was taken by surprise when a woman walked into their men's only club with a very strange request to help her make a coffin for her recently deceased dad. Members of the Brundle Men's Shed quickly rolled up their sleeves to help the woman, not only to make the casket, but also to provide support as she grieved. It was a very special project to work on, said one of the men. Brundle Men's Shed was set up in 2022 to help combat loneliness in the local community. We currently have six female members who have access to the shed on a Thursday. One lady is currently turning a wooden stepladder into a set of shelves, which we will sell at our Christmas fair. We know that there are more lonely women living in the local area and would love more to get involved. Brundle Men's Shed can be found in the boatyard near Brundle train station and is open from Tuesday to Thursday weekly.
A major redevelopment of a key city site is lingering in limbo, in a row over tarmac. Hay Hill was supposed to reopen for the summer, and yet, with autumn looming, works have ground to a halt. Now, the evening news can reveal it's down to a row between City Hall and construction giant Tarmac. But mystery surrounds the exact details of the spat. A council spokesman said, "We're very much looking forward to the reopening. We would like to thank residents and businesses for their patience while work has been progressing." Meanwhile, Tarmac also tried to keep up appearances. Everyone involved in the Hay Hill project has been working collaboratively to complete the finishing touches.
Visitors to Higham Park in the Avenues now have access to new loos as 4 months of building work comes to an end. Cannon Clark Architects worked on the toilets after Norwich City Council asked them to replace the dilapidated 100-year-old building in the Grade 2 listed park. The challenge of this project was to achieve a robust solution within the public setting while reflecting the charm of the park to create a positive user experience. The new toilets benefit from passive surveillance and flexibility of both segregated and inclusive cubicle designation.
A pop-up festive shop is returning to the city centre for its 59th year, and it will be open for 2 months. The original Norwich charity Christmas card shop will be back in St. Peter Mancroft Church opposite the Forum from October the 15th to December the 14th. It will be open from Monday to Saturday from 10:45 a.m. until 3 p.m. and around 100 volunteers will staff it. The items for sale include cards, which are available individually and in packs, calendars, wrapping paper, tags, and other seasonal items. It will raise money for 28 charities, including East Anglia's Children's Hospices, Brake, and Norwich Samaritans. More than £45,000 was raised in 2023, and since its first launch, the total is almost £2 million.
Wedding anniversaries and milestone birthdays were among the special occasions that passengers were celebrating on board Britain's poshest train. The Northern Belle arrived at Norwich Station before setting off on a round trip through the countryside. The luxury train, which picked up more passengers at Ipswich Station, harks back to the golden age of rail travel. It features 1930s Pullman-style carriages named after British castles and stately homes with plush seating and posh cutlery. Passengers could choose between the champagne afternoon tea or the Spirit of Travel lunch with a seven-course meal priced at £295 per person or £375 per person, respectively. Despite the high price tag, it has many returning customers and people booking for special occasions. The Northern Belle returns to Norwich on Saturday the 7th of December with a Christmas lunch experience. Next, we have our first feature, which is written by Chris Bishop, who looks at a memorial to Albert, a soldier who played in a Christmas Day football match in No Man's Land.